For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. Some community members took to social media, alleging donations to the Marshall Strong account were not reaching Marshall County High School shooting victims. Taylor Inman speaks with one of the people managing the donations funds.
A 10-person board comprised of members of the Marshall County Rotary Club and community members heads the task of divvying up the $630,000 of donations intended for the victims of the January Marshall County High School shooting. Rotary Club President Steve Fisk says the process of getting the money where it needs to go is more complicated than expected.
You cannot imagine the legal issues that we run into of dispersing checks.
He says they can't write checks directly to the victims because they are minors. And he says there are other issues when writing checks to their parents.
Child lives with the mother. Does she get it all and the father gets none? If the child lives with the father, does the father get it all and the mother get none? If the parents don't use the money for the benefit of the child, then the child has the right to sue the parent and sue Rotary for misuse of money because it didn't get used for their purpose.
Fisk says the board is consulting with an attorney before making any major moves. He says they have met several times to discuss who the money will go to and have reached out to the Kentucky State Police for consultation.
You know, people were donating money to a victim fund, but no one had defined victim. There's an argument that anyone in the school system is a victim. We turned to the Kentucky State Police. They defined one group that they had, it was an easy break, was shooting victims.
Fisk says this encompassed anyone who suffered from a gunshot wound. He says of these students, there were 2 deceased, 4 in critical condition, and 10 with non-life-threatening injuries. Fisk says the board discussed using some money for mental health resources, but was told that a series of grants will cover the cost for people who have already requested it. Some on Facebook have claimed the Rotary hasn't paid for any medical bills. Fisk says the organization hasn't been made aware of any medical bills that need to be paid.
Now, I understand there are ongoing medical expenses and those bills have not been paid, but we've been told by our contacts that there are no medical bills that will either not get paid or have not been paid.
Fisk says about half of the money has already been set aside for scholarships and given to the families of Bailey Holt and Preston Cope, the 2 15-year-old students who died in the shooting. He says money will be given to other victims' families in the upcoming days and weeks. He says the process of doling out the funds might seem like it's taking a long time, but the process has only just begun.
People want to start the clock in January when the shooting happened. I mean, the vast majority of that money's probably been sitting here less than 60 days.
Fisk says the social media posts have made the board more careful with how they distribute the money. He says they are planning to have the victim's family sign a receipt and release letter to show they received the funds.
Because nobody wants to get sued for trying to do something that you hopefully would be beneficial to others.
Fisk says the Rotary Club will award each year 2 Marshall County High School seniors a $2,500 grant, one in Cope's name and one in Holt's name. He says what would have been their graduating class will receive 4 of these scholarships. Fisk says donations to the Marshall Strong account continue to come in and hopes one day the group can provide larger scholarships. I'm Taylor Inman in Murray.